Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. As always, we're working on your financial freedom. Happy Sunday. I hope everybody is enjoying the weekend as much as I am. I absolutely love the weather this time of year. By far my favorite time of year. So today I've got a bit of a different show planned. I hope you can stick with us for the full hour. Essentially, I'm going to break this show into two parts. In the first half of the show, I have some unfinished business from last week's show. And last week's show, if you missed it, it's where I interviewed two investors from Houston, Dale and Sharon. And I have some thoughts that I really need to wrap up on that show. And we're going to do that for the first half. For the second half of the show, I'm going to look at beginning real estate investing as an 18-year-old would. Now, why would I do that? Well, I just happen to have an 18-year-old at home. My son, he's a senior in high school. He happened to ask me a few questions on real estate investing, which absolutely warmed my heart. So we're going to have some fun and run through that for the second half of the show. Essentially, the questions from his perspective are the same questions that I would get from, say, a 40-year-old that says, hey, tell me about real estate investing. How do I start? But what we're going to dig into is the perspective is night and day. It's much, much different. And if you do miss that part of the show, you can always find us on your favorite podcast app on your smartphone. And I'm assuming everybody has a smartphone out there. You can always go to YouTube, Lifestyles Unlimited. We're big time. We have our own YouTube channel. And you can always go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. Simply click on the radio button and you'll find this show as well as hundreds of other shows there for the last several years. So that's a great resource. Okay, last week's show, we had Dale and Sharon from Houston on the show. And Dale and Sharon have absolutely, totally changed the direction of their lives through real estate investing and, wait for it, in less than 1 year. Okay, less than 1 year, they have changed their lives, okay? And let me give you a little bit of background. Last November, Dale was laid off after 32 years in corporate America. It happens all the time. My friends, there is no loyalty in corporate America. And I've been in corporate America. Let me tell you, corporate America for me is like, it's like riding a motorcycle. It's not if, it's when, okay? But did Dale and Sharon, did they just give up and fade away? No. He and his wife developed a plan, and as it stands now, they own 6 cash-producing rental properties and are currently in the hunt for houses 7 and 8, okay, in less than a year. And I might add, they added an extra $150,000 or so of wealth to their bottom line. That's in captured equity. It's unrealized income, but it's there. And along the way, they replaced 2/3 of Dale's income, tax-free, in less than a year. So what does that look like? Well, let's say Dale was making $100,000 a year, just for Aggie math purposes here. 40% of that's going to get taxed approximately, so his take-home is about $60,000. Does he need to replace $100,000? No, he needs to replace $60,000, and he's just about there. But there was one resounding theme that they credit to their success, and that's the purpose of today's, the first part of this show. And the theme was there was so much help from other people that they couldn't have done this by themselves. And who are those people? Well, they were the Lifestyles mentors, right? The folks that they can call, text, go see personally, and just bounce questions off of all the time, weekends, afternoons, evenings, whenever. It was the Lifestyles realtors that are helping them find properties. And last but not least, it was the Lifestyles vendors, okay? are vendors that help them with the property. So with that in mind, I have a guest on today's show. I actually have the vice president of our vendor program for Lifestyles Unlimited on the show, John Shirley. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming on short notice. So,
absolutely.
John, why don't you just give the listener out there, most of our listeners are not Lifestyles Unlimited members, give us an idea of what the vendor program at Lifestyles Unlimited is.
Sure. It's the vendor program is basically like a referral service for our members. We bring vendors into the vendor program to help our members build their team of vendors for their investment needs. And so, somebody starts and they have to go somewhere to get the right vendors to get their investments going. So, we bring that to them. We've been doing this since roughly 2002 is when we started out with Dell having some guys and people going to them and goes, do you have any guys we can call for whatever? And eventually he put it on paper and it evolved into a vendor program. So we complete property services is one of our oldest vendors we've had on there. We've had them on since 2002. And since then we've expanded, growing in Houston back in 2002, we've expanded into the DFW, Central Texas markets. And then a couple of years ago, we started growing it nationally so we can help our members across the nation. And then a year ago, this month, actually, we opened up our Phoenix office. And we've got a member out there, Peter Nierman, who spearheaded that and really, really pushed and helped us open up that office. So as far as, that's quick history of the vendor program.
Excellent. So, John, we're national, right? Did you say that? We've got vendors all over the country?
I did say that. We have vendors all over the country. We have most of our vendors across the nation. They handle larger companies.
So there it is. Well, John, they're pushing us out. We're going to be right back after a short break. We'll continue this discussion on the vendor program with Lifestyles Unlimited. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we could make no money or make very little money and we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I have on today's show the vice president of our vendor program nationally, John Shirley. And if you've got a question for John or myself, our number is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Or feel free to email me. I understand many of you out there don't catch this show live, and so you catch us on podcast. You may have a question. Email me. I'll respond personally. I'm here to help you. That's askmike at LuinC.com. Ask Mike at LuinC.com. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. To quote my friend John Pry, rainbows and gumdrops.
Outstanding. So the vendor program, from my perspective, is an incredibly valuable benefit to the Lifestyles Unlimited member. I owe quite a bit of success. The vendors have just helped me along the way with my single family investing. It's just a fantastic resource. And so I wanted to have you on today. John, how would somebody access our various vendors?
Okay, so obviously you have to be a member to have access to our vendors. And so with that, we have a website that you can get to via our membership portal. And you can find them at case studies when we go live again. You'll be able to go in and network with the vendors that are there. You can we've got tables with literature and all kinds of things on the table there for. You've got, as you network with your fellow members, they're going to say, hey, these are the vendors I've used. We even have vendors that refer other vendors.
They do. So, yeah. And that's a big one. So the case study, there's always 40 or 50 vendors at our case study events. And then word of mouth, if you're talking to other investors, do you know a good painter? Or do you know a good AC person? So, yeah, John, speaking of that, let me back up a little bit. What type of vendors are we talking about? What trades do these people do?
Oh, my gosh. We've got a huge variety. So, you have your basics. You've got your lenders, your GCs, your property management companies, right? But we also have categories that fill in between. So you've got your insurance companies, your attorneys, credit repair. You've got maintenance supply companies. We've got some pretty big names on our vendor list for that. Just recently, one of the hardest things with retirement is having some sort of health care option. A lot of folks don't retire because they don't want to lose their health care.
Yeah.
Well, we just brought on a company that offers an alternative to your traditional health care, something that's affordable, and I'm really excited about this company. I'm looking forward to seeing our members be able to completely let go of that corporate job and live the lifestyle, because they don't have to worry about health insurance.
That's a great addition, and also, it's not just retiring from corporate America when you're older and trying to find that option. We actually have a lot of people that they'll come to Lifestyles Unlimited, and 3-4 years later, they've grown their passive income. They might be 35, 40, 45,
exactly.
And they're ready to hang it up, but they do want that health care option. So that's a wonderful addition. Excellent. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Brand new to us. And you're right. It is all ages. Come in and retire. So, it's a great option for them.
Nice. John, what would you say makes a good vendor fit for Lifestyles Unlimited? What are we looking for?
So we want somebody who understands what the investor is looking for. It doesn't necessarily mean we're looking for a vendor that offers discounts. We're looking for somebody that offers services that our members actually truly need, and that they understand what an investor is. Because, you have your retail properties out there where, retail would be your personal residence.
Yeah.
And and then you've got your rental, your income property, which is completely different. You don't want to spend a ton of money on it, but you do want to make it safe and functional for our members, our tenants. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for folks that can fill in those gaps and help our members with that. Not all lenders understand what we do. And so we've got great lenders for that. CPAs, here we are right right after tax season ended. We've got CPAs that focus on that understand and focus on real estate investors. So, there's there's a lot on the vendor list, for all your needs, from plumbers to CPAs, if you will, at the end of the year.
Yeah, and that's a great point, John, that we want the vendor to see what we're doing and how we do it. And I'll just throw an example. There's a gazillion tax folks out there, right? You can go hire a tax person, but we want a tax person that understands real estate investing, understands how we're depreciating the property, how we're leveraging the property so that we're maximizing what we're doing and minimizing the taxes. And that's a big part of why we do real estate. So not every tax person is per se a real estate professional, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, another benefit with the vendors on our list is some of them are members. And, they go through, they get their education, they completely understand what it is we're doing, we're teaching, and yep. our methods and strategies. And so then they get involved and they're on the vendor list, and, members use them because they know exactly what they're going through.
That's important, right? Talking to property management person, they're not just managing property, they have their own property. Or I've met AC folks that you get to talk to them, they're like, yeah, I've got five single family homes or what have you. And so they get it, right? We want best product, best price. But again, we're not trying to have the nicest product at the highest price by any means. And it's counterintuitive. A lot of people think you have to have the nicest crown molding in a rent house, for instance. It doesn't necessarily make sense.
So. Exactly. It's not your home, right? This is a business, and if you want creature comforts and stuff, look at your own house for that.
Yeah. John, we got a little bit of time left before they push us out. How many vendors do you think we have? Or, well, I'm sure you have an idea how many vendors we have nationally.
We've got about 800 vendors that our members have access to. Vast majority of them are in Texas because, after all, that's where we started, and we are growing nationally.
Yeah,
if you're outside of Texas, you still have access to vendors that can help you. We've got lenders and whatnot that can handle your properties.
A lot of them can work
out there as well.
Yeah, depending on their service, a lot of them can work all across the country. So, well, John, yeah. I want to thank you for coming on today's show. I really appreciate it. John Shirley.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, excellent. I'll see you soon, my friend. Take care, John.
Yes, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
My name's Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I'm going to throw our number out. If you got any questions, please give us a call. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or as always, feel free to send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Okay, my friends, are you ready to get out of the rat race? Or if you're in corporate America, it's, are you going to get out, or are they going to push you out? Because many times, it's not if, it's when. Or do you want to continue to roll the dice for 40 years? Maybe you can save enough for retirement. But if you want to look at a different plan, if you want to look at what we do, if you want to see how you can purchase a single family home and make your money work for you five different ways, well, you can see that at our free workshop. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. No obligations at all. Go there. Our next one, I believe, is October 20th, 9:30 p.m. And then October 21st at noon to 1:30. So we've got two right around the corner. Log in, check us out, see what we do. If you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited, Financial Freedom Livestream FreedomLivestream.com, FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. The first half of this show was all about our vendor program, okay? You can have access to that same vendor program once you are a member. That's $297 for 2 years, okay? That's much cheaper than it was when I joined. That's much cheaper than it was when most people joined. Worth every penny, my friends. Okay, the second half of today's show, the first half was the vendor program and people helping and how these two investors in Houston changed their life literally in less than a year through people helping them, like our vendors. The second half of the show, my 18-year-old, right? I've got a son at home. He's 18. He's starting to think about his future. He's a typical kid. And he knows I'm a real estate investor. He knows I'm involved. He knows that I go to our lifestyles meetings and our case studies, and that I'm constantly reading about real estate and continuing to invest, right? That's my financial freedom. That's our financial freedom. And he's beginning to ask about it, which absolutely warms my heart. But it got me to thinking, because his perspective at 18 is much different than a perspective of someone who's 40 years old and approaches me and says, "Hey, Mike, tell me about Lifestyles Unlimited. Tell me about passive income. Tell me how I can get started." But when an 18-year-old says, "How do I get started?" through that lens, it's different, right? Because he's more serious about it. He sees it every day. He knows it works, right? But you take a 35 or 40-year-old or someone older, when they look at Lifestyles Unlimited or they look at purchasing real estate, it's counterintuitive to everything they've been told their whole life. And so when they ask you questions, they're worried about the risk, right? Am I going to lose my money? Is this some sort of get-rich-quick scheme? Am I flushing my money down the toilet? You don't get that from an 18-year-old. It's much more direct, okay? 40-year-olds, they're worried, A, either something's changed in their life, it's not working in corporate America, or they figured out that the 401k savings plan isn't going to get them where they need to be, and they're going to work until they're 70, 75. Again, 20% of people between the ages of 70 and 74 are still working. So they've either figured that out, something's happened, maybe they've been laid off, or they're just curious. But all behind the scenes, they're worried about losing what they have. Okay, they're worried about wasting years in a plan that'll fail and then doing something. They're also worried about doing something that others in their peer group are not doing. So the light bulb, right, if you will, the metaphorical light bulb going off in your head is different for an older person. But an 18-year-old, he's not worried about losing his financial freedom. He's not saying his 401k isn't working. He's in. He's like, hey, how does this work? How do I get started? So he's essentially in good or bad because he doesn't know any better, right? He hasn't been burned by corporate America. He doesn't have those preconceived notions. So that's good. So where does he start? Well, the question's the same, essentially, for everybody. I want you to sit in on the free workshop, okay? I know you're 18. I'll be there with you. But that's the same advice I would tell a 40-year-old, but I'm not going to say, hey, I'll tune in with you. I'll answer your questions, but you're old enough. You can go do that. So he's got to see it. He's got to question it. He's got to envision himself owning property, right? Honestly, it's not for everybody. Can you see yourself owning a single family home, right? Buying the home, rehabbing the home, and putting a great resident in that home. So doesn't necessarily have the preconceived notions just because the life experience isn't there. But again, you've got to do the workshop. And then there's going to be some questions at that workshop. Do you understand how we make money? Five ways, right? One, we've got the equity capture when we purchase the home. Two, you've got the cash flow. Once the rent is paid each month, you pay the principal, the interest, the taxes, and the insurance. The remaining leftover is the cash flow. Next, you have the mortgage pay down, right? When you pay all that, your mortgage goes down $100, $200 each month. You've got the tax portion. That's going to be hard with an 18-year-old. Hey, we get to write off all this, so it essentially we don't pay the taxes that we would with a W-2 income. So that part is going to be a little difficult. Appreciation, he gets it. He understands that things get more valuable over time, that things cost more. So that concept isn't going to be as difficult. But again, the question's the same, whether you're 35, 40, 50, 55, or if you're 18, you must check out the free workshop, okay? Once you do that, if you understand and you envision it and you're saying, okay, I can do this. This is something I can do. So important. You've got to, there's a lot of folks that'll go there, they'll see it, and they'll say, nope, not for me. Okay, I get it. So now, if you can see yourself doing it and you understand, we're going to go to the next step. And actually, steps 2 and 3, you're going to need to do at the same time. So 35, 40, 50-year-old, chances are that person has some money that they can bring to the table. Okay, what we do does take money. We are investing in real estate. For an 18-year-old, my son does have a job. That part is great. He's been at that job for a year and a half. He's a saver. He understands that part. So now we need to save so that we have money to take down a property. This step's going to take him some time, right? And an 18-year-old doesn't make as much money as somebody who's been in their career over whatever, decades, right? Years and decades, and you're making more as you're older. You don't have that at 18, but you still have to save the money, okay? You still have to have the money to buy the property. At 18, I think there's a danger that money may burn a hole in your pocket, right? 18-year-olds, they get starry-eyed. Sometimes something comes along and, hey, I want to buy it, and the money's there. So there's got to be that discipline to save, and so we need to set a goal. I think that number needs to be at least $15,000, preferably about $25,000. We are in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's different all over the country. Depends on the deal that comes along. And I said we were also going to do step 3 at the same time. That's the education. That's primarily the 2-day seminar. And yes, we're going to need to do that several times, okay? Again, the perspective of an 18-year-old. He hasn't lived, he doesn't have life experience that somebody who's 25, 30, 40, 50, or older. So it's going to be a little different. So when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion on how you would get started at a young age, 18 or so, maybe you're in your 20s. But we'll continue. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and we're always working on your financial freedom. If you have any questions, this is our last segment. I encourage you to give us a call. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So if you missed portions of our show today, the first half of the show, we had John Shirley, who's vice president of the vendor program, on the show with us. And I wanted John to come on because the vendor program was attributed as a portion of the success for two investors from last week's show, Dale and Sharon. And Dale was laid off from corporate America. And it happens, right? Last November. But did they lay down and give up and play the victim card and woe is me? No. They got busy. They said, you know what? In fact, Sharon actually said it was, she thanked God. She said, God did this for a reason. And she's happy because Dale now has the time to do what he wanted to do, and that was invest in real estate. And they got busy. He also had access to his 401k, right? If you get laid off, you can then transfer that 401k to an IRA, and you can pull funds from that. So he had time, and he had money, and it was a change, and it scared him, but that was the benefit of getting laid off. And so they quickly purchased six single-family homes, and they're all cash flowing, and they're looking for homes 7 and 8 right now. I just talked to Dale the other day. So you should hear his show. If you miss it, you can find us on the YouTube channel. You can find us on the podcast. You can find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. But the theme of that show, where I'm going here, is Dale and Sharon said, we couldn't have done it without others helping, okay? And that's where Lifestyles Unlimited plays a part. We have mentors. And so they're not real estate experts, but they understand the program. They got educated, but along the way, there's going to be questions. You're not just out there in the cold doing this on your own. So they would use the mentors. Hey, I've got a question on this, or what do I do in this circumstance? The mentors are there to answer those questions. They thank the Lifestyles Realtors. They're at a level to where in our membership program, to where the realtors will actually find deals that fit our model. They will vet these deals and they'll say, and they send it out in an email blast. Here's a house that fits. Okay. This house was built in 1972. It's 1400 square feet. They're asking $140,000. We recommend you offer $120,000. Here's a rough idea of the repair that's needed. The cash on cash return is approximately 15% and the equity capture is approximately 75%. And they'll send that, for instance, they'll send that blast out and you can respond, email, you can respond on your phone. Yes, I would like to buy this house. And you kind of tag this house, essentially, the first three people. Then you need to go see the house and then confirm that you want to buy it. Now, there's much more to it. You need to be ready to buy and have your lenders in place and that sort of thing. It's just not that easy. But I wanted to kind of break that down. So the realtors helped Dale and Sharon. But then there was a third group, and it was the vendors, right? And that's what John was talking about. We have GCs. We have painters. We have suppliers, right? Material suppliers that we have deals with. Lenders, tax people, CPAs, attorneys. All those people were there to help Dale and Sharon. So let's move forward to today's show. The second half of today's show. And that's perspective from an 18-year-old, because I have an 18-year-old, and he sees me doing this on a daily basis. And he came out and he's like, Dad, how would I get started? And I hadn't, you always think, okay, I'm going to leave this to my kids and eventually my kids will be involved. And some of our children are involved. I know members whose kids are very involved as they grow, but it takes a perspective. It takes a realization, a life realization. He's 18 today, but I know I'll blink my eyes and he'll be 25 tomorrow. All of our kids, they just grow up fast. But he had to have that point in his life. I couldn't do it for him, okay? I couldn't just push, hey, here's what you're going to do. No 18-year-old responds very well when you say, here's what you're going to do, okay? Maybe in the military, but in a family setting, no, you just have to let it happen. So he asked, Dad, how do I get started? And so here we are. The perspective through his eyes is so different than if a 40-year-old had come and said, Harrison, how do I get started? Why? He has no preconceived notions. He doesn't know that corporate America will punch you in the face if you do, if you get, you know, if you're not looking, right? It absolutely will. He doesn't know the understand the grinder of go to school, get good grades, go to college, get good grades so you can get a good job, so you can join their 401k program and feed it for 40 years. He hasn't lived in that world. So there's no preconceived notions. And in a way, that's beautiful. He doesn't have the years of grinding and saving and not getting ahead, not getting ahead. And another year goes by and another year goes by and another year goes by. He doesn't have that. But what he needs to see himself owning a property. This is something you want to do, son. Can you see yourself owning a property? Do you understand what that entails? Do you understand your responsibility? Okay. Where does he get that? Where is he going to get that vision? Same for everybody. Go to our workshop, attend our workshop, because you need to see our plan, our program on how do we make money on a house? How do we make money in an apartment community? Well, on the house, he's going to need to understand the five ways we make money, right? You purchase a home, put the home in it using our program. Well, there's going to be an equity capture associated with that home. What is that? Well, you're buying a home that's essentially, if it was fixed, if it was not dilapidated, if it was to the same level of the other houses in the neighborhood, but this one's a dog, this one's beat up, broken windows, broken roof, broken fence, 4 foot high weeds in the backyard, the inside stinks, it needs new carpet, the appliances are 1977, everything needs to be redone. But once that house is redone to the level of the other houses in the neighborhood, it will achieve the same value of those houses in the neighborhood. We call that delta, the equity capture. He needs to understand that. He needs to understand that this home will appreciate. You've got to understand that, right? Things go up. Dallas, Fort Worth, I'm seeing everything from 3 to 10% appreciation on real estate. Okay. Needs to understand the mortgage pay down. Okay. A great resident is going to live in that home because you're going to bring it to best product, best price. They're going to pay you that rent monthly. You're going to fulfill your financial obligations and you're going to pay the principal. Got to understand what that is. You're going to pay the insurance. Got to understand what that is. You're going to pay the property tax. Got to understand what that is. And you're going to pay the interest associated with that loan. Okay. The leftover, well, that's the goods, my friend. That's the cash flow. That's why we're doing this. If we set it up right, it's an additional $400 a month. That looks pretty good to an 18-year-old. And then you've got to understand, and this one's going to happen over time, is doing it, is the tax advantages, I guess, associated with real estate. All right. We get through that. There's a lot there just in that little bit. Step one's good. We move to step two. Let's begin our saving process, right? Let's have an idea how much we want to save for a certain property. We can do that by looking at properties and just going through the exercise. Hey, this property would cost this much to purchase, okay? This property would cost that much to purchase. So we set a target on savings. And then we're going to get educated. And for me, it's not just our two-day seminar. That's easy. Okay, it's easy to say, hey, got to do the two-day seminar. There's going to be more to it in this house. This one also is going to come with, we're going to have a list of books, because I have a list of books. And you can put them on your Audible app if you want. You can read them if you want. We've already started that. What are some of those books? Well, Richest Man in Babylon. That's number one. Need to read it. Think and Grow Rich. That's another one. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I like to mix in Millionaire Next Door. Again, you don't want to read it? Get the Audible app on your phone. Okay, you're working out, you're doing this, you're driving. Listen to that. Okay, let these concepts seep into your mind. Understand what they're talking about. And for you listeners out there, I do have an entire list of books that I recommend that are myself that I own and that I also listen to on the Audible app. This will give you the perspective that we're coming at because it's counterintuitive and it's different. So if we're saving and we're getting educated, well, let me back up. just to name a few of those books, I want to throw them out there, but if you email me, askmike@luinc.com, I'll send you my book list. Cashflow Quadrant, Millionaire Mind, Stop Acting Rich, Unlimited Power, The E-Myth, Real Estate Riches, and there's others. But great books, great books. So my son's going to need to do that, okay? Now, does he have to do all these before we purchase the house? No. But just get started and continue. And then start with small choices, compound them. One rent house will not retire you, but it's a start. One passive apartment investment of $25,000 won't retire you, but it's a start. Make good choices, rinse and repeat. Until next week, my name is Mike Harrison. I want you to understand, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Happy Sunday and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.